With the halachas of Chorish, we'll see if more people come, so then we'll get into Kotzer. So we dealt with the Gemaras and trying to figure out what the definition is for plowing. That's what we dealt with last week. How do you define plowing? Is it just making it readily available for planting by softening the soil? Or is it really something broader than that? It's really about creating a nicer field. Perhaps relating to planting. That's something which we dealt with last week. It might ultimately have to lead to planting. But it's not just about softening the soil, but it's about making it nicer, just making it feel nicer. So let's get into a couple of the practical issues.
Which page?
If you go to Shin Lamed Zayin Beis, that's Shin Lamed Zayin Beis. That is 364 in English. Not in English, in the numbers.
What?
Bez. It's the end of the Shulchan Aruch on page 364. Yeah, everyone have 364? It says 364 on the top. It's far, yeah, we're going far. Yeah. Keep going. Yeah? Asa l'chabe. This is in Halacha Beis. Asa l'chabe l'abayis. It's forbidden to sweep your house. Elim kin hakarka merutzav. The first opinion says, unless the ground floor is a stone floor or the like. I mean, the point is that it's not a dirt floor. Yeah, but you're not allowed to sweep the floor unless it's not a dirt floor. If it's a dirt floor, you're not allowed to sweep it. V'yesh matirin afilu in merutzav. And there are those, says the Shulchan Aruch, that allow it even if it is a dirt floor. So one opinion says that you're not allowed to sweep a dirt floor, and the other opinion says that you're allowed to sweep everything, basically. So why would it be prohibited to sweep a dirt floor?
Bona. We said because you.
So it's interesting. Bona. It's not bona.
We said from last time. Last week we discussed it. It was around plowing.
Yeah. So why would it be plowing?
It couldn't have anything to do with planting.
Sweeping the floor?
Yeah.
Well, sweeping the floor could soften the dirt.
But who's going to plant inside their house?
No, it might not be that you have in mind it's to plant, but the point is that you are making
you
it.
Moving around dirt and moving around any dirt was plowing.
Yeah, moving around dirt would be plowing. So moving the dirt floor would make it more. You personally might not plant. You know, have no intention to plant in your living room.
Could make it more fertile.
But it can make it fertile on the off chance that you want to move and turn it into a
field. Why is it not bona though? It was a Gemara last time that we saw.
Yeah, well, that wasn't with regards to the floor. That was with regards to just
filling in ditches.
Yeah,
isn't that the same thing that you do? You're smoothing out ditches and mounds. Not the
so potentially that's did anybody here say that it's bona?
There was another opinion that said it was bona.
Yeah,
I remember.
Yeah.
No, everyone said it was bona. In the house, they said it was bona to flatten the ground.
Right.
It was bona.
Just talking about in the house.
This is in the house. We'll get the Rama as to why this is with regards to plowing. The Rama has a big chumra here. He says v'yesh machmirim afilu b'merutzav v'chein nohagim ve'in l'shanos. So now it comes to nowadays. The Rama says that people are machmir that even if it's stone floor, even if it's not a dirt floor, you're still not allowed to sweep in your house. Why? And he says this is the minhag, and you shouldn't change this. Why can't you sweep in your house? Because we're afraid that if you sweep inside your house, even if it's not a dirt floor, you will come to sweep outside of your house. This is a big chumrah, that you're going to come to sweep outside of your house.
Oh,
so don't worry. For those of you that are thinking, what have I been doing all these years? We're going to get to it in a minute. But according to the Rama, as of now, it seems like sweeping in your house would be a problem. Even if it's not a dirt floor, just the homes that we have, it should be a problem because we're afraid that you're going to end up sweeping outside of your house in your front yard or something like that, which would be a problem. That would be a problem. Sweeping outside your house would be a problem of chorish, of plowing.
If you're sweeping the dirt, not the sidewalk.
The dirt, yeah, the dirt, not the sidewalk, the dirt. Exactly. So the Bir Halacha on this, I'm not going to read it inside, but the Bir Halacha comments and he says, he quotes, I believe it's from the Sefer Truma, I'm not positive. He says that that only applied when most houses were dirt houses. They had dirt floors as in their homes. But nowadays, where the majority of the homes do not have dirt floors, so then this wouldn't apply anymore, because we wouldn't say that you're going to come to then sweep in somebody else's home where it's a dirt floor. We're not concerned for this.
So the chumra here is that you can't sweep on a stone floor because
you might, you're going to come to sweep on a dirt floor.
You might
sweep
on dirt floor inside a house,
or and then either inside the house or outside.
And then you might come to sweep on.
Inside the house itself is also usur. Whether it's plowing or whether
plowing inside the house
or bona. It might be bona, because that's what we saw in the Gemara, that just flattening the ground would be a problem with bona. So according to the Bir Halacha, therefore it would be mutter. He says that it would be mutter even if you're just sweeping your house.
Yeah.
There's an opinion which says that even if it's on a dirt floor, it's allowed, because he says that the reason why you're sweeping is not to level the floor. The reason why you're sweeping is because you have dirt on your floor. So it's not guaranteed. It's not a psik ratio. It's not guaranteed that you're gonna level your house through the sweeping. So that it's really you have extremes here. One opinion says that you're always allowed to sweep your house, mm-hmm. even if it's a dirt floor. And there's another opinion, the Rama, who says how we pass again, says that you're not allowed to sweep even if it's a stone floor. That's what the Rama says. So we really have extreme opinions here. And the reason why it's allowed nowadays is because most homes do not have dirt floors. Most homes, right, there's no dirt there. So that's why it would be allowed nowadays.
Now, in Israel, if you haven't sponged it for a while, you probably do have a dirt floor.
But not. Hopefully most homes are not like that. Right? let's assume that. Right? Most homes are not like that? You're the Israeli here.
Depends where you go. Yeah.
Depends where you go. Okay. So there is a discussion about, let's say, are you allowed to sweep in front of your home? Not inside your home, but let's say outside of your home, just on the sidewalk, but in the front of your home, which is still cemented. It's not dirt. It's not dirt there. It's not your lawn, but like where you put your sukkah. People put their sukkah. They usually don't put it on the lawn. Some people do put it on the lawn, but if you have an area where you don't have to put it on the lawn, you wouldn't put it on the lawn. You put it just. So you're allowed to sweep on sukkahs in your sukkah. So that Rav Shlomo Zalman says that that's allowed because what's right outside your home is viewed as an extension of your home. So just like it's allowed inside your house, so too it's allowed outside of your house. Others,
why can't you sweep on the sidewalk?
Because outside, at least, for the outside, the majority of the outside area is dirt. Definitely Vancouver.
The Bir Halacha makes that chiluk?
Yeah, he's I'm not sure the Bir Halacha makes that chiluk, but others make that chiluk. Whether it's inside your house, whether it's outside your house, because outside your house, the majority of the floor is dirt, with all the parks and everything that you want to include. So, at least it's a significant amount of the land is dirt. So therefore, we would say it's forbidden, except that if it's right outside of your house, then we say that it's allowed because we view it as an extension of your house. It's viewed as an extension of the house. There are others who are machmir, but Rav Shlomo Zalman himself is mekel, I believe. Rav Osner from Eretz Yisrael is machmir for this, and Rav Shlomo Zalman is mekel in terms of your sukkah, to just like sweep your sukkah.
But if your sukkah is actually like beyond the outside of your house, you put it in the backyard or in the driveway or something like that.
Well, backyard is an extension of your house.
But your backyard.
You're saying
dirt.
Yours? What about yours? Yours is it's in your driveway. I assume the driveway is viewed as an extension of your house. I would assume that he would hold that the driveway is an extension of your house. If you were to put it like in the street, most people probably don't do, the black traffic, that might be, to sweep there might be a problem. I assume you have other problems also if you're doing that. Yeah?
Oh, it's just kind of viewed as an outside enough.
Is it also viewed as outside?
Yeah, like if you built a freestanding sukkah in the middle of nowhere on concrete, Would that
yeah, I don't know. That's an interesting question. Maybe that should also be viewed as inside because that's its own home. That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Interesting question.
Las Vegas, you could do it.
What do you mean, Las Vegas, you could do it? You
can't plant anywhere. It's all
it's dirt.
People's front yards are pebbles. That's what they don't plant grass because it doesn't grow.
But it's not important whether or not it can grow.
But no, if none of the land there has any dirt, so then even on the outside.
Right, but that land has dirt. It's just not
arable.
Yeah, it's not arable.
It's like a beach.
Yeah, sand isn't dirt.
So there's no plowing on a beach.
Yeah, there's no plowing on it. You're allowed to, with a sandbox, you're allowed to, it's fine. So, the next halacha, Shin Lam Zayin Gimel, says, by extension, it says, Ein sachen es hakarka v'lo medichen oso afilu hu merutzav. It says, you're not allowed to pour water on the ground. Seemingly, even in your home, even if it's a stone floor. Even if it's a stone floor, you are not allowed to pour water on the ground. Why? Because to pour water on dirt, so then that would be a problem because that's clearly softening the dirt. Right? So that would definitely be a problem to pour water on it. And so they say that even if it's a stone floor, we say even nowadays, there are some that are makel, but most are machmer to say even nowadays you're not allowed to pour water on your floor because there's no real need for it. To sweep your floor, there's a real need. So for that, we'll be makel for it. But to pour water, that doesn't have a real need. Guess we're missing out on the action here. We're in the wrong party.
Soccer match up there.
Doesn't sound like a yeshiva.
Oh boy.
I think I just really like figured out some Gemara there.
Yeah. Hard Gemara.
Yeah.
So there's no reason to do it.
So since there's no reason, there's no real reason to pour water on, so when it comes to sweeping your floor, since most homes now are not dirt floors, so we'll allow it. We'll allow you to sweep, because there's a necessity to sweep your home, to clean the dirt, to clean the whatever spill. But in terms of pouring water on your floor, there's no real need to pour water on your floor.
There's no real need, but why would it be forbidden?
It's forbidden because it's a gzerah. There's a rabbinic decree that we're afraid that you're going to end up pouring water on dirt.
Okay.
Just like you pour water on your floor at home, it will pour water for the same reason why we thought sweeping was not allowed in your home, because by sweeping in your home, then you might come to sweep on dirt. So over here, by pouring water in your home, we say that it's forbidden. Even nowadays, it will even be forbidden nowadays to pour water because there's no real necessity to pour water. Now, if there is already water on the floor, you are allowed to use that water to clean something up. Let's say something needs water there to clean it up. But even beyond that, there are those who are also makel to say that if something's really dirty that requires pouring water, some say that it's allowed because now it becomes a necessity. Once something is there's dirt on the floor that requires the water there, so then some are makel because now there is a necessity. But just to play around with the water and start pouring it on the floor, it would be a problem. This really comes up in terms of hospitals.
Uh-huh.
By hospitals, like in Israel, this discussed in Israel, in the Israeli hospitals, we have to clean the floors. It has to be clean for not just hospitals, Louis Breyer, whatever it is, all these places. You need to have a clean floors. You need to have a clean building. So that would be a makom atzurich where they would say that it's allowed. You would be able to clean the floors there because it's for the hospitals. You need it to be clean.
Did we have a gzera that said you can't sweep your floor, and then as we built floors out of non-dirt materials, someone at some point came along and went, we're going to cancel that gzera now because most of our floors are dirt? Or was the original gzera that in places where most of the floors are dirt, you can't sweep?
I assume this last way that you're saying it.
Yeah. Otherwise, it sounds like from the second part, because there's no need for it, therefore we're not going to be makel. It sounds like someone's deciding more recently.
No, it's not more recent. It's just they said that in a case where there's a necessity, so then we will be makel, assuming that the majority is stone floors.
Is it a necessity? Can you say it's not a necessity if you just want your floor to be clean?
No, so because of that, because I think because as overall there's a necessity for sweeping your home. Why? Because you want your floor. We want your floor to be clean. That's right. Viewed as a necessity. So
wouldn't that extend to washing your floor?
Apparently, we definitely sweep our floors more often than we wash it. We don't have to wash it every day or every few days. So definitely sweeping is more of a necessity than washing. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's in terms of pouring water on. The next issue that is discussed, that I'm discussing, is what about pushing strollers or wheelchairs on a dirt path? Or on grass. Are you allowed to push strollers or wheelchairs on a dirt path? Why? What's going to happen?
Creating holes.
You're creating holes. So when are you creating the hole? So if you're just to go straight, if you're just going straight and not turning, you're not creating a hole. You're just pushing down on the dirt. You're not actually creating, you're not softening the dirt. If you just went on one straight motion.
Well, you're just cutting a furrow, possibly.
Depends on how wet the...
Well, with
the... You're not softening the dirt.
You're just pushing it down. So the Gemara, this is already Gemara. The Gemara in Beitza already says that that's allowed. Just to push something down would be allowed. You're not softening the actual dirt. So if you were to actually just go completely straight, there'd be no issues whatsoever. The question is, let's say you're turning, which is often the case. Nobody ever goes completely straight. So if you're turning with a wheelchair or with a stroller, would there be a problem or not? It's going to dig up the dirt. So it's going to dig up the dirt, and now you'll soften the dirt. So now that should be a problem of plowing. So Shlomo Zalman discusses this. Others also discuss this. And so they're mikel. They combine a whole bunch of things together. They say,
say the same with walking as well, though. Was really a dirt path.
You walking, it depends on how you're walking.
No, if you did a turn, if you did a quick turn.
If you turn quickly. So if it depends on how you're walking. If you're just pressing down, so that's just pressing down. If you're walking as you're pressing down, you also shift. So then that would cause some sort of problem.
Like the ice hockey stop on the dirt.
that might be. I would assume that's mutter also.
Mutter?
Based on the same reasons why the wheelchair is mutter. Assuming that your intention is not... This is all assuming your intention is not to create the softening of the soil. If your intention is with the wheelchair to soften the soil also, that would be a problem. The reason why they say it's allowed is a whole combination of different issues. One is it's kalachariyad, which means that this is the abnormal way to plow, which automatically turns into an issur derabanan. It's only a rabbinic prohibition because this is not the normal way to soften soil. Two, they say they call it mekalkal, which is interesting. They say that it's really destructive because what you're doing is not like you're creating a whole field where it's now readily available to plant. This one area where you happen to turn in the wrong way, so now you just moved some of the soil, so then that's not constructive. They really view that as something which is destructive.
Doesn't the Mishnah say they're just making us
a single. Yeah, so it's an interesting point, but maybe just...
Depends. Like, if you've got a field of grass that's already there, and there's no need to go and soften the soil, then that's potentially destructive.
But that's what the Mishnah said.
But in what context? Like, over here, you already have grass there, you have your field there. So now you're just creating more soft soil. Like, is it necessary?
Mishnah's case is talking about a specific context.
I'm not sure. But the Poskim do say that it's Mekalkal. It's an interesting fact that they call it Mekalkal, even though you could now use that soil to now plant, to sow some seeds in there.
They use that svar in conjunction with many others.
Yeah, they're using it in conjunction. Then they say it's a psik resha de lo nichale, which means that even though it's automatically going to happen, but I don't care about it. I have nothing, like, I'm not thinking about,
that's
this.
Sort of Mekalkal.
They might be related. The fact that it's Mekalkal also makes it lo nichale. Yeah. But those are two separate heterim.
It's also not a psik ratio.
So there's another thing, which is maybe it's not even a psik ratio. Who said that this is automatically going to happen? That psik ratio is only a problem if it's automatically going to happen. That I know with certainty that when I push the stroller, it's going to cause the dirt to soften. But who says that that's going to happen? Who says that that's for sure going to happen? It might happen, it might not happen. So the same thing is true with walking. Let's say you were walking and you shift in a certain way, but I would doubt that that's psikrisha, that that's automatically going to happen. So therefore they're mikkel for all those different reasons. That's why you could push the stroller where the grass is. That's that issue.
So, I mean, if you have another option of where to walk, you should walk on Saturday.
I don't know. They seem to be saying that we're pretty mikkel on this. Especially if it's a davar shein miskaven, if it's not automatically going to happen, it would be completely mutter, based on that alone. I don't know. What about wearing high heels? Something which is applicable to all of us. So if you're wearing high heels, so then you're digging into the dirt with every step.
So that's psikrisha now.
So now that's psikrisha. But they still pass going to be making. There's a bir halacha on this if you want to see it. It's in Shin Aleph Yud Zayin. He's not discussing Shin Aleph.
Oh, okay.
Yud Zayin. He's not discussing high heels. At least not explicitly. He's discussing a cane. He's really discussing like a very sharp cane.
For Yud Zayin.
It's Yud Zayin. Divrei Masel She'inu Yachol. If you see the Bri Halacha, this is on page Pei. It's the page right after 158. It's a very short Bri Halacha.
She'inu Yachol
Elech below Makel. He says, V'im Yesh Masmer B'Rosh HaMakel. Let's say you have a nail at the head of the cane. I guess which also helps you with your balance because it's digging, it's pushing into the ground. She'osa guma b'halicha, so it causes that hole as you're walking. He says, "Have a psik reshet lo nichalai." This is a psik reshet lo nichalai. It's automatically going to happen that it's causing a hole, but you don't care about, you don't want that hole. You don't care about that hole. He says, "Tzarach in and mutar lelech po." He says, "I'm not sure if it's allowed or not," but he says, "Ayin shabim mishpas zahav." He quotes the Prima Gadim, "Shemitzadid lahater bezeh." He says that the Prima Gadim himself is mekel. So the Bir Halacha first says that he's not sure about it, and then he quotes an opinion, the Prima Gadim, who says that he's mekel for this. Also probably because
is not a reason to...
That alone is not a reason. No, it's an Issa D'Rabbanan. So it's also... You also
when
have
is
to
the Bir Halacha from?
The Bir Halacha is the Mishnah Berurah. So that's Chafetz Chaim. But he's quoting...
It's the same as the Mishnah Berurah?
Same guy.
Yeah, it's the same person, yeah.
What? Okay.
Why
do they have two different...
Because he's more... It's more of an elaboration, even though this particular one is not so much. But in general, he's explaining usually... It's more of an elaboration going through like the sugya as opposed to just bringing down the halacha. So he says here, he's quoting from the Prima Gadim, who was much earlier, who is Mekel. So you have to say it's Psik Reshet Lo Nichalai, even though I don't want it, which only is we paskin, is only a rabbinic prohibition. There were those who held that this was completely mutter. There were also, that's a whole separate thing. But we paskin that it's a rabbinic prohibition, but you would have to say, including the fact that it's Mekalkel, that it's destructive, and the fact that it's kilach riyad, this is not the normal way to plow. Through all these combinations, so then the Prima Gadim is also mekel. Is also mekel in this case.
Are you saying that in isolation, an unintended and unbeneficial consequence is still a rabbinic prohibition?
If it's automatically going to happen. Only if it's automatically going to happen.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, if it's automatically going to happen.
What's that term again?
Psik resha means that it's automatically going to happen, loosely translated as such. The lo nichalei is that you don't want it. Mm-hmm. So it's automatically going to happen, but you don't care whether that takes place or not. So in this case, it's automatically going to happen. When you use that cane,
that's
might be nichalei. I think that's nichalei. I think you want the light.
Well, mm-hmm. Unless you forgot, like you didn't want it, like you didn't want to.
No, not for halachic reasons. It means outside of halachic reasons, you want it. Do you like if it's it wasn't Shabbos? If you get benefit from it.
It doesn't mean you want it or don't want it. It means it's good for you or not good for you.
Yeah, if it's good for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if it's good for you.
So even though you may not want it, but it's still beneficial to you. So.
But even if it's not beneficial, if it's a seek resha, it's still a
rabbinic prohibition. Yeah.
I didn't realize.
Yeah, yeah. So the fridge is probably nichale. You do want it. That's mm-hmm. why they put it in there, or whatever. It is beneficial. So in this case, let's say high heels. I'm not sure what the story is with high heels. If high heels automatically causes a hole or not. Uh-huh. You would have to test it out. I don't think it automatically causes a hole.
I don't think it's really beneficial to anybody.
No, for sure it's not beneficial. It's for sure psikir is nichale. But I don't think it's sharp enough on the bottom.
It probably depends on all these things.
But in the time of the Chofetz Chaim, he had high heels.
No, he was discussing a cane that I don't know. Maybe they didn't. You have to look into that.
Not so long ago.
Yeah, it wasn't so long ago. But he was discussing a cane where there was a it was very sharp on the bottom. They put a nail on the bottom, so the nail was digging into the dirt. Anyways, you can. Tell your wife to test it out during the week to see.
But that is
if she's creating holes in the ground.
That's different, though. That's very different. That's different because that you're actually purposely making a hole in order to have more support for the cane.
It's true. I was thinking about that also. But your intention is not to create the hole. Mm-hmm. Your intention is to create more support for yourself. So your intention is really not to create the hole.
So the hole is still not nichalei.
Yeah, like they discuss, the Gemara itself discusses this case. The Gemara discusses, well, this is from Lach Hashin Shrech Legufa, not from Shikrishna. But, the Gemara discusses a case of where, let's say I'm on dirt. So I shovel dirt. In the end, I have a hole. So they don't call that a psikrisha, but they call that something called Lach Hashin Shrech Legufa, which is when I'm performing the action of plowing, but not for the purpose of creating the hole, but it's for the purpose of getting the dirt. Mm-hmm. So that would be similar to this situation where I don't want to create the hole. I just want to have more support with my cane. So the way I get the more support with my cane happens to be that I create a hole. But if I would get the support without the hole, so then I wouldn't make the hole. Happens to be that I have to make the hole here to get that support.
Does that also make it the Rabbanan?
Malach Hashem Shiyot Leguva. According to the way we pass him. Rambam says not, but according to the way we pass him. Anyways, so in terms of that, so the Bir Halacha first is he's not sure about it. So then he says that we're makel based on the Prima Gadim. So if you wanted to, so in this case where if it would automatically happen, so I'm not saying it does automatically happen with high heels, but let's say you know for sure that with these high heels it automatically causes every step causes a hole. So that's then there is room to try to prevent walking on. The Prima Gadim is Mekel, but there is room to be Machmir to try to prevent walking on the dirt. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that if you're Machmir to say that it's Aser, he says that it would even be forbidden to walk on the pavement. Because just like we had in all these other cases of sweeping, a rabbinic prohibition that we're going to come to do it on the dirt, so then it would also be forbidden to do it on the pavement, which means that you can never...
If you did it on the dirt, it would be a biblical prohibition.
If you did it... No, sweeping wouldn't necessarily be a biblical prohibition.
If you were sweeping on the dirt, filling in gumos, that wouldn't be...
Filling in gumos. If you're just sweeping, that's not certain that that's going to cause... soil to soften. That's not for sure necessarily going to happen.
So the Isser itself of sweeping is only Darabanan even if you're actually sweeping dirt.
If you're actually sweeping dirt?
Yeah, that in Shin Lamed
Zion. Yeah, Shin Lamed Zion.
We were talking about sweeping.
If it was a dirt floor.
The sheet that says that you're not allowed to sweep the floor.
When it's a dirt floor?
Yeah. So that's an Isser Darabanan or is it Daraisa?
It depends what your intention is. That's my guess. If your intention is to level the floor, that would be Daraisa. Yeah, it depends inside or outside.
Right.
That'd depend whether it's inside or outside. But in terms of the high heels, I don't know. I doubt the high heels is with certainty going to cause a hole. I doubt it.
And is there a depth of the hole that you have to cause?
Yeah, enough to put in a seed.
I don't know how deep that is.
Not very deep.
Not very deep.
The Gemara said a kol shu, but that I assume was talking about the
size of a seed too.
The size,
seeds.
True. Yeah, it's true. You bring a huge seed, yeah. See,
Anyway, so if, I don't know, you'd have to test it with the different high heels. Okay. Someone could do that as a project and get back to me.
Do it in my class.
You do it in your class?
Do it in my class.
You're going to take your wife's high heels. And
I have all the kids bringing their mother's high heels.
Okay. Now, the next issue is bikes. Are you allowed to use your bike on Shabbos? So there was one opinion in Germany who held that the problem with using your bike was a chorish problem. It was a plowing problem, but nobody really brings this down. In fact, many bring down to argue on him that it's not really a chorish problem because for the same reasons that we've been discussing, just like the strollers, if you're going straight, you're just pushing down. If you turn, so then we have, for the same reason why we're makel by the strollers and by the wheelchairs, we'll also be makel with regards to the bikes. The reason why bike...
Maybe the bikes are different. Like, if you ever see one of those, like, dirt bike races, those guys are all muddy at the end, which means that the bikes are definitely kicking up dirt, maybe because they're going faster and the tires have treads. And
are they going on mud?
No, so then I would say that that's like the high, that's like the nail case of the Bir Lacha, which for sure going to happen, which he says, anyways, he's Mekel in the end, because based on the Prima Gadim. So then that he's Mekel. So in terms of that, that being a Chorish, the Prima Gadim would hold that's Mutter. The reason why we prohibit bikes is for a whole bunch of different reasons. We're afraid that you're going to leave the tchum if you're biking, that you're going to end up leaving the tchum. We're afraid, some say that it's a problem of Uvda Dechol, which is hard to define exactly what Uvda Dechol is, but it's like a weekday activity, biking. And others say that it's a problem of Tikkun Kli, that we're afraid that your bike is going to break, and then you're going to end up trying to fix the bike.
Or carry it.
Or carry it, assuming that there's no error. There's
no
error.
Definitely.
So the assumption is that.
You have the Erev, but we're afraid that you're going to fix it.
Yeah.
But the Shmir Shabbos does say that even though it's true that biking is not allowed, but for kids to go on tricycles and to go on skateboards, that is allowed. So we are makel with regards to kids going on these tricycles. I guess it's not viewed as Ud Zachol. It's not viewed as a weekday activity, and we're not
tricycle
concerned.
Tricycle doesn't have a chain as well.
Yeah, it doesn't have a chain. Right. Yeah, it doesn't have a chain.
The chains these days don't really break as often.
Depends if you maintain them.
Do they?
It's broken a few.
It depends if you maintain them as well.
But there are some tricycles which do have chains, meaning training wheels. Isn't that what it's called?
Not training on a tricycle?
Yeah, some, don't they?
Training wheels on a tricycle, like a five-wheeler?
The training wheels on a bicycle.
The training wheels on a bicycle.
Yes.
Is it a tricycle?
No.
No, it's a...
No, that's not... I don't know.
I had a friend who was a mogul, and he had a bris to do all the way out on Long Island on the second day of a three-day yontif. On the third day of a three-day yontif. And he wouldn't want to spend all 3 days out there. So I remember he asked Shiloh if he could bike out there.
Yeah, and?
And I don't remember.
So we'll get to... So Ravaj is also Machmir, but there are Sephardim who are Mikl to bike. They just hold that there's no problem with biking at all. Yeah. In fact, the Syrian community is I think in general is Mikl. I know in Deal, if you ever go to Deal, New Jersey, which is a very big Syrian community there, you'll see everyone biking to Shul.
Interesting.
So there are the Sephardim are more Mikl in terms of this, even though Ravaj is safe himself as Machmir. But there are definitely Sephardim who are Mikl to bike. Mm. They just hold that none of these problems are issues. So.
I when I was at Yeshiva, there was a big pasuk, like a guy that would come and talk to us about like halacha, and he said that halachically there was he saw no problem with riding a bicycle on Shabbos, but he said it was just that everybody around would frown upon it so much that you shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah, it's hard to exactly pinpoint what the isser is. So they I mean the
it's an isser in search of a reason.
I wouldn't phrase it as that. But
what about the problem of you'd be inclined to fix it if it broke?
Yeah, I think these are valid reasons. Yeah. Tikkun Kli is a valid reason. Uvda Dechol. I mean, you have to know exactly what Uvda Dechol is. That it's like a weekday activity. But they view this as a weekday activity. I don't think it's viewed as like they're trying to. They already determined that it's forbidden and then try to put it on something. I view these as valid reasons to forbid biking. Okay, that's biking. What about playing sports? So if you go to Shin Lam Ches Hey. I think this is it. Yeah, this is it. Shin Lam Ches Hey. This is on page Kuf Pei Hey, which is the page after 368. It says, "Ein sochokim be'agozim v'lo b'tapulchan v'kayotzeba mishim ashvuye gumos." You're not allowed to play with nuts or with apples, which is what they used to play with, because we're afraid that you're going to level off the ground. Because you need, you're playing a certain activity where you need it to be a leveled floor.
Oh, we're not worried that the apples themselves are going to level the ground.
No, I don't think so. I think we're afraid that you will level the ground in order to roll it.
Because you need to play marbles.
To play marbles or something like that. So then it would be forbidden. So based on that, so Poskim say that it would be forbidden also to play any sport that would require a leveling of the field. Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't necessarily apply to like just having a catch, which doesn't necessarily need a leveled floor, but let's say to play soccer. So in general soccer, you would come to level that floor. So then...
I mean, how level? Because like marbles needs a much more level floor than soccer.
Yeah, even by
sure
soccer.
Israel, like from people playing soccer in China.
Oh yeah, people definitely do.
Yeah. So. We also see. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, like in New York, this wouldn't be a problem.
This would not be a problem.
Yeah, the parks don't have grass.
The parks. Well, us, but maybe it will be goes there.
What about field?
Well, there is 1 second. There is a discussion.
Or Rabbi Berger says
he
has AstroTurf in his backyard.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't have real grass in the
backyard. Really? The whole backyard is AstroTurf? Uh-huh. Just for that reason?
No, they have like flooding or something.
Rav Yashiv does allow it inside the house to play sports, but others do argue. Others do argue because we're afraid.
My mother never argued.
That others do argue that the same gzera that we had since when we started off about the fact that maybe the Ramah says that whatever you do, even if it's not a dirt floor, we're afraid that you're going to end up doing it also on a dirt floor. So then they also apply to here, to with regards to playing sports, because we said that we apply it to pouring water. Anything which is not of a necessity, such as playing sports, is not a necessity. So then we would even forbid it, like even if it's concrete outside, there are those that would forbid it. Rav Yashiv himself is mekel.
Outside as well, or
I know he's mekel inside.
Maybe that's because most insides don't have dirt floors anymore.
No, that would be the reason. That would be the reason. Right. I'm not sure about outside. The Aruch HaShulchan himself is mekel even with regards to the outside. He is mekel with regards to the outside on the concrete. But again, we're dealing with cases where... I believe we're dealing with cases here where you were afraid that you're going to end up leveling the floor. You want to have that... You want to have a level floor. So I'm not even sure about soccer. Like, people would play soccer. Some people don't care. Whether it's leveled or not, like marbles, I guess you need it to be a flat surface.
But...
Yeah, by soccer, I hear being more machmir by soccer. Like
being
if you're
more machmir by soccer than by marbles.
No, not than marbles, but then like let's say having a catch.
It sounds very far fetched. Like if I took my kids to a park and the park was on a hill, I can't imagine that my kids would say, "Oh, we can't play soccer here until we level out the."
No, I hear that point. But there are others who take soccer very seriously, and they'll only, you know, if I'm gonna win and I'm gonna win fair, so then let's make it an even field, so without anybody having any advantage. Your kids, they're not so competitive, but the rest of us.
It's hard hearing. It's like it's a gzeira to a derabanan of.
Well, leveling the field would be a derisa. You're leveling the field.
But not to do, like, not even to play on cement.
Oh, for cement. I hear that. There are other issues with regards to playing sports, which I'm not getting into now. But there's a whole...
It's a weekday activity.
Yeah, anyways, there's a whole other bunch of issues, which I don't want to get into. I'm just discussing the in terms of the Chorish issue with regards to playing sports.
We'll be getting back into sports.
These are all... I don't know. Well, maybe we'll have a shear on just
sports.
On sports.
Week of the Super Bowl. Okay.
Or being Shabbosnik. It's a whole separate issue. The Shulchan Aruch, we have just a few more. The Shulchan Aruch and Shin Tezayin Yud Aleph says that Shin Tezayin, we can see this inside, Shin Tezayin Yud Aleph. Page 258. He says, let's say if someone, there's either water on the ground or if you spit on the ground, so then he says that you should not then like take your shoe and, you know,
rub it in
because that's a form of leveling the ground. So you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to actively do that. But if there's just spit on the ground and you're just walking and you're not actively trying to put it into the ground, you're allowed to step over it.
How could you spit on the ground?
Yeah, wouldn't you be watering the plant?
So what is spitting on the ground? I mean, maybe it is a problem, but then there would be an additional problem with stepping on it, or the spit was already there. You didn't put it there, but there's some like water on the ground.
Mm.
So whether you put it there or not, you're not allowed to step on that to then level off the ground. So that itself would be a problem. But you're allowed to walk. If you're just walking, you're regular walking, and it happens to be that you stepped on water which is on the ground, then that'll be fine. He says that's allowed. Because if you're just walking, you're in your normal speed, and that's not your intention, so then it's not your intention to level it off. Since it's the normal way of walking, so therefore we're not going to say that it is forbidden. So that's in terms of that. And the last thing is just that a sandbox would also be allowed to create holes in a sandbox. Either because it's very soft and therefore the hole is just going to return, or it's depending on how you define plowing. If plowing is about preparing for planting, so then a sandbox is not, it's not plantable.
I mean, I've definitely seen plants growing in sandboxes before.
Hmm. Maybe in dirt boxes, not in sandboxes.
Not in a sandbox.
Play sand?
If you leave it sit for a while...
And moving,
algae maybe.
Really? Either way, the heter they give anyways is that it's so soft that it's just gonna fall back. Yeah. So that already has a heter.
Right.
So whether it's fit for planting or not, it could be a separate discussion. But it's mutter anyways.
Makes you wonder where in the desert planting took place at all for the building of the Mishkan.
Yeah. So it must have been some sort of nace. Yeah, it must have been a miracle.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hydroponics.
Okay, so that's that. I think we'll stop here. This Kotzer we will deal with on Thursday. Kotzer is it's a fascinating topic.